The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
And welcome back to Generations Magazine. I'm Percy here every Saturday and Sunday, as you guys know. And don't forget to go on our YouTube page. Just type in Generations Magazine and subscribe so you have a whole list of our library of past shows. I'm 57. I'm still pretty active. Well, at least I think I'm active. And somebody asked me the other day, are you a golfer or are you a baseball player? I said, well, I'm more of a baseball player. So they said, well, how is your golf game? I said, not that good. Anyway, I always tell people when I was having lunch this morning or breakfast this morning with one of my friends, and he said, you know, how do you stay healthy and how do you keep up to date with, you know, your weight? I mean, besides the beer drinking, I could probably lose 30 pounds, but I actually swim 3 to 4 days a week in the Julie Moon's physical therapist's office there on Ward. But, you know, that's not all you need to do. I mean, I actually can swim pretty good, but when it comes to like maybe running like a mile or two, it's a little harder, different muscles. And so I met Debbie and the gym guys recently, and they come in a magazine. So you look out for their information in the Generations Magazine. But we invited him on to the Generations Radio Show. And so, Debbie, you're here actually with yourself and a former media guy, now trainer expert here, Dave Patterson. So welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks, Percy.
Thanks, Percy. Great to be
here.
Yeah,
gym guys. I was talking to Mike Buck, and we promoted the show, and he goes, that's a really, really cool name. How did that come about? Can I ask how? It's off the record, but how did it come about?
Well, it started by the founder is Josh York, and he's in New York. And in 2008, he started this business, and GUYS actually stands for an acronym. It's genuine, unique, you can do it, no excuses. I've got some stuff mixed up. But anyway, and so basically he started himself with his own van and then realized how successful it was. So he started to franchise it in 2013, and he brought in his first franchisee in 2014. So it's a relatively young franchise.
That is relatively young. But, I mean, like I said, I was telling you earlier, our physical therapist, Kai there, and our nurse practitioner, Steve, they're mobile. They go out to people, which is great. I actually have them working with me where I can come to my house, or our nurse practitioner can go to my wife's place to work if she has any health issues. And I actually text our nurse practitioner when my son had a little something on his growth on his stomach. And at 7 o'clock at night, I took a picture at Texas. I said, Steve, what do you think this is? You know, so it was great by having things mobile. And so you gym guys is not actually in a gym, is it?
No, exactly what you're saying. We're mobile. So we are the first in-home personal training and mobile fitness program franchise company in the United States. And we're the first ones to come to Hawaii. So we're really excited to be able to offer this service, you know, especially with seniors. A lot of times, you know, it's very difficult for them to get out.
A lot of times.
Especially when they're starting to get less mobile, whether it's having to take a handy van or asking for a ride, it's just challenging. So when you're able to come to the home and provide some of those training exercises for them to make it easier for them to get around, it makes all the difference in the world.
And a massive gym can actually be quite confusing.
Intimidating,
yeah, absolutely.
Especially.
And that's what I found with some of my clients is they understand the importance of exercising. But one, you have a trainer who makes sure that they, you know, you keep them on track, and they're not worried about having to share equipment or use equipment that they don't know how to use or use it improperly. You know, when I've gone to other gyms, I often see, and not just seniors, but I see a lot of people, like, they look at a machine, they don't really know how to use it, and they just walk away, and who knows, maybe they just keep going out the door, too.
Or they use it and get hurt.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I'm going to go back, take a step back. Debbie, your background and you, when you got involved with Gym Guys, what is your background? Why did you transfer into this?
Well, actually, I'm kind of going back to my roots in some ways. My degree is in occupational therapy. And
yeah,
so when
I first
started out, I did occupational therapy, but probably only for about 3 to 5 years, actually in therapy. Uh-huh. And then I started to move into other areas of healthcare, but always in the long-term care field, working with seniors. And I really just love working with seniors. And what I realized when this Gym Guys model came up was that what I enjoyed the most with the seniors was in my free time. I would spend time with them, either helping them walk up and down the halls, doing exercises to strengthen their legs so that they can get out of the chair more easily. But that was the fun part, because you see the light in their eyes when they realize, hey, I can do it. And so Gym Guys gave me the opportunity to offer that service more readily to our seniors in our community.
Yeah, but also it really helped because you have that background.
Yes, right? The background definitely helps. The anatomy, physiology, understanding kinesiology, the movements, knowing what seniors' limitations might be. Or again, you know, David pointed out that sometimes it is intimidating going to a gym. Of course, there are some people that love the gym. They love the exercise classes. And, you know, as somebody in the long-term care field, it's important to go out and socialize. It's important to be with people. So there's not just the exercise component. But for those that really can't do it, or it's really difficult or uncomfortable, then we're a perfect option for them.
Well, you know, what I like about your background is that you have that, you know, I would say medical background of how the body works. Because I have several friends that work out, and one of my friends, he's a little older than me, he's early 60s, and he's working out with a personal trainer that worked with seniors. And about 6 months later, I saw him at Christmas. It was last year, and he had tore his pec muscle.
Yes.
I said, "You're 63 years old. You tore your pec muscle. What were you doing?" He goes, "I was doing bench press." I said, "Bench press at that age? I'm 57. I'm in pretty decent shape, except for my stomach. I don't even do more than 100 pounds in bench press."
And that's one of the things that I really want to emphasize with Gym Guys, is that basically safety is our number one priority. And especially with seniors, making sure that everything is within the range of what they're comfortable with and what they're capable of. So, you know, one of the focuses that we have is on posture, form, and mechanics. Many times when you think of exercises, you're thinking about repetitions, increasing weights. But for us, it's really about form and whether or not you're using the right muscle groups. And many times, just by looking at someone in terms of their posture, how they move, their mechanics,
yep,
you can already see whether or not they're going to be at higher risk of injury. So we make sure that whenever we do start a workout, we're looking at all of those things and incorporating into the type of workout that we provide.
Very true, because, you know, as a couple of my friends are physical therapists, and you know, when I hurt my shoulder and had two surgeries on my shoulder a couple of years ago, when I first went to them, and I had some other ankle issues, and it was interesting you just said it, because when I walked in, and they kind of noticed there was something wrong with me, and they can almost pinpoint exactly just by the way I was walking and where the posture was. So that's very important. Now, Dave, I've known you for a while.
Right.
Being working with seniors in Aloha Care and in media for so long.
Yeah, my background started out in journalism, a television news producer, in and out of that, up until just a few months ago. And as you know, I've done some marketing as well, and that's where we work together, which that happens a lot. News goes into marketing and then back into news. But what the background that a lot of people don't realize I have that got me interested in this is that I was a head basketball coach for Division III.
That's right.
A Division III program, and that's what took me to St. Louis, Missouri for a little bit. And then I came back to Hawaii, and you know, I came back and worked in news because that's where I knew I could get my paycheck. But I was starting to get interested in, you know, I've always exercised too, but I'm pretty sure I did not do it the correct way. You know, I would do it the old school way of just mm-hmm. do the bench pressing and the squats, you know, with a heavy weight, and then maybe do running on the other days. But a lot of just stationary machines, and occasionally I'd work with a personal trainer that the gyms had a special on, and I do it for about three times, but I felt like I really didn't get much out of it. And then later on, I ended up working with actually one of our assistant coaches back at the school I was coaching for. She was certified and very up on the new ways of training, you know, the interval training, that using your body for a lot of your body weight for a lot of your workouts, adding cardio in with the resistance. So I was like, wow, I really like this. And And then when I came back to Hawaii, I was working with a personal trainer. And interesting, you were talking about injuries. Ever since I have actually had a personal trainer doing it correctly, like how we do it, I've never had an injury. And I probably am more active or work out harder now than I did when I was younger. And I would have injuries when I was younger because I wasn't doing it properly. So there is where kind of the dream began. I was like, man, I want to do this because I see a lot of people my age. I'm now 52. I'm a grandfather already. And I see a lot of people my age and younger who they get set into that corporate life and they don't have time, or that family life, and never have time to exercise.
But I don't know, 50 people I can give you.
Because yes,
they don't get it, you know.
Well, you know what they also see too, and this is what I love about the. There's a reason why I gravitated toward gym guys. I can tell you there's a huge need for personal trainers out there. I could have gone and worked anywhere with my certification, but it's where I wanted to work. And when I saw the ad for gym guys, and I didn't even know Debbie. I knew Debbie's name. When I saw the name, I'm like, oh, yeah, I recognize that name. And we now realize we have a lot of friends and business people in common. And what I like about that is that, you know, we talk about one of our things is no excuses, because when you come to someone's house, there really isn't an excuse. And I think the reason why a lot of people don't work out and they know they should is that whole I don't have time. Because when you think about it, it's like it's that drive to the gym, and then it's an hour in the gym because you're having to share equipment, or again, you don't have a program, so you're kind of, and I was one of these guys, I would just kind of wander to pieces of equipment and like, okay, I guess I'll do that one now. Oh, right. Shoot, I didn't get that one. Now he's sitting there or she's sitting there. And so what I really like about this is that really you get, we go for an hour. What we do in that hour with gym guys is a warm-up, a proper warm-up, and really about maybe 30 minutes of that really hard core of the workout, and then the rest of it is a cool down with stretching. So it really, it doesn't take that much out of your day to work out.
And what David is mentioning is really critical, because I think a lot of seniors, and this is, cardio is very important, and I think that's what most people do. They walk, or they do an exercise bike, or some people even do elliptical machines. But basically, it's helping to strengthen your heart. It builds your endurance, but it doesn't always do enough for building muscles and bones. And really, as seniors get older, the thing that they're at most risk for is falls, injuring themselves, losing their physical mobility. And in order to maintain that, we already know that as we get older, our muscles get weaker, our bones get more porous, and we are more susceptible to injury. So without resistance training, you don't build that muscle and bone back up. So we do need to incorporate that into your workout. A lot of people, even if you're retired, you don't necessarily want to be exercising more than an hour a day in all these different things. If you just do cardio, you haven't gotten your strength training in, which means you got to add another component to it. If you're in a gym, you're doing weights, which basically may be unidimensional. The really unique thing about gym guys is that we incorporate it all. So we incorporate interval training with strength training and core stability training or core conditioning. And those are three components that are critical. And the way we do it with interval training gets your heart rate up, so you're getting the cardio component at the same time. And we're doing it in a safe environment, at the level that you're capable and comfortable with, and it's done in an hour. And then the last component that we always include, which is equally as important, although it's not a modality, so to speak, is the stretching. Yeah. Because again, we always lose flexibility as we get older. So if we don't stretch properly, and we incorporate both dynamic as well as static stretching, and that's what, again, keeps us, our muscles strong so that we're and flexible so that we're able to continue to do our daily activities.
Yeah. Actually, I've seen slowly people talking more about stretching, and actually, there's a few places that do just a stretching class. And I think that's really, I would love to have open up a small gym and do those kind of things like that in Pilates. But the personal coach, Dave, is so important, I think. You know, you being a coach yourself in the past, that's what I remember about you is basketball. But like I only recently had our personal trainer and I'm working out with that person. But I haven't worked out in a couple of months, and I can notice the difference. I can go to the gym, but you know, I think most important thing about personal training is the motivation.
Yeah, well, we hold you accountable. And as Debbie has mentioned before, the most important part of it is the form and the posture. And that helps keep it safe as well, because most injuries from exercising will come from as simple as just improper form.
Or just carrying too much weight.
Yeah, or carrying. Well, and that's...
You're not young anymore. Yeah.
Right, right.
Well, and that's where the interval training comes in, because the research has shown that basically, and they refer it as high intensity interval training, or HIIT. I mean, that's the newest buzzword. And that actually has research on it that says that it actually burns fat. So for people who are overweight or have some weight to lose, this is the type of exercise that's actually going to get to that fat. And for us, basically, high may be different from somebody who's 25 years old. It's always, you know, relative, depending on basically what gets your heart rate up, what gets your muscle to the maximum potential before you basically fatigue.
Yeah. Well, and one of the other, you know, when I was talking about why I got into this, I mean, I'm still relatively young at 52, but when I watch...
Not relative, you are young.
Right, when I watch, you know, as my parents have slowed down or other seniors have slowed down, most of that is from inactivity. And that's why I love that we... You know, with the seniors, it's not a contest. How much can you lift? How often can you do it? Yes, we have those goals because it gets people excited about it. But it's really to, as Debbie was saying, you can prevent so many more injuries from falling or whatever if your legs are more mobile to lift your legs over the bathtub or to feel stable on that on the uneven playground.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, uneven sidewalk, you know, because that's where, right, a lot of injuries for seniors come from falling, as we've been talking about. But when you stay active, you do exercises to develop or the strength of the muscles and the bone and to make your ligaments more stable, like the ankles and the knees, there's less of a chance of that happening. And that's another reason why I wanted to get in, because I felt like, especially today, we've become so... so enveloped in technology, you know, and it's so easy to just, you know, I mean, we have so many monitors in our home now. It's either a computer,
I got that.
It's mobile, it's a television set. You would think there's absolutely no need to move anymore because it's all right there in front of your eyes. But we're finding very quickly, if we live that kind of a lifestyle, we're probably going to shorten it real quick, you know.
Yeah. I think, by your age, like you're in your 50s, that I think it's really important. Like I said, I play a lot of softball and golf, but a lot of these guys, they don't realize as you get older, your mind may be still young, but the body is not so young. You know, we play in these national tournaments, go to Vegas, and we have fat categories 50, 55, 60, all the way to 80.
Right.
And let me tell you, when 5 years makes a big difference. Our 50s team could really easily beat a 55 team, but our 55 team would be pretty hard, difficult being a 50 team. But that's 5 years. People don't know, just those 5 years. I didn't realize how big that difference is as you get older, you know. In fact, the guys come in, they're like 50, 51. I said, you better start stretching out, man.
Right.
You're going to get hurt. Sure enough, they fall down or pull a hammy or something, and all of a sudden they're out for like 2 or 3 months, and it's hard to recover as you get older, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And basically the studies have shown that after the age of 50, you lose about 15% of muscle strength for every decade. So you're literally losing muscle strength.
You lose 15% muscle strength every decade.
Yes.
So to your point, as you were saying. The
55, that's why I guess I got to start working a little bit weights. I swim, and I do a lot of upper body rotational stuff.
The other thing that, you know, David brought up, which I think is also really important about what we do a little bit differently is making sure that we do the right exercises. You know, ever since I got into this, I kind of went back and revisited my anatomy and physiology and was learning about slow twitch and fast twitch muscles and how do you exercise the right, you know, in the right way to, you know, strengthen the right types of muscles. And I came across this really neat video. It talked about the difference between the body shape of a sprinter versus a marathon runner, and they have very different body shapes. So the sprinter basically has a nice physical form because he needs powerful muscles to get that fast burst of energy quickly, but doesn't need to go for very long, so it's over very quickly. Versus the marathon runner, they tend to be much leaner and almost frail looking at times, because just a pound of weight more on their body can affect their performance. So they want to keep their weight down as much as possible, but they need to go for long periods of time. Mm-hmm. So in our practice, we want to make sure that our seniors look more like the sprinter. We want them to have really strong, quick muscles so that they can respond to, you know, times when they lose their balance. They can recover more quickly. And there are different types of exercises and ways that you do those exercises to make sure that we're strengthening those muscle fibers.
That's very true. So, guys, if you're just turning in, we're here with the Gym Guys on our show today, home personal fitness training. And we're here with Debbie and Dave. Now, real quick, do you guys have a Facebook page or website?
Yes, we do. It's Gym Guys Urban Honolulu. It's a Facebook page. So we hope everyone who's listening today will go to our page and
Gym
like us.
Gym Guys Urban Honolulu.
Urban Honolulu.
Okay, good. Yeah, isn't that great? Facebook can just be your website, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So you guys, hopefully you're posting some videos and pictures and things that you do over there. I know was it your personal Facebook page when I first saw you? When you left the station and you got into the Gym Guys?
Yeah, and this is something we're starting to build. I mean, we really have only been in operation for about 2 months. I mean, the franchise has been around, but here in Hawaii, 2 months. So as we start to accumulate some material and, you know, we've got a good number of clients now, and as we begin to tell their stories, you'll see more of that on Facebook as well.
Really important. So when you say mobile, can you go to people's houses?
We can go anywhere. So the most convenient for people sometimes is their home. And so we have a big red cargo van that houses over 300 pieces of equipment. So we can do just about any type of workout with you. Basically, in that van, we've got dumbbells, kettlebells, medicine balls, resistance tubing, just about any stability balls, anything that you need for a workout, we pretty much have in that van.
Modality, I was going to say, there are so many different exercises you can do with just one modality.
And we often talk about the three C's. We've talked about two of them already. We talked about the convenience. So we come to your home or your office. We can meet you at a condo.
How many square feet do you need to have? Like
we only need about 10 by 10 square foot space. Space to basically do a workout, and sometimes we can get by in, you know, a little bit less than that.
Okay. Do we need to have anything there?
You need to come in your workout clothes, you know, something that's comfortable. Again, you don't have to dress up. You can come as you are, and basically we will bring everything that you need for your workout with us.
Okay.
And Percy, to add to, you know, where we go, I go to people's offices. In fact, I just came from an office today. It was a chiropractor office, and she likes to be exercised while she's doing paperwork on the days that they're closed. So we do that too.
Not the one on King Street, is it? So I know my chiropractor on King Street, they do paperwork on, you said Fridays, Thursdays, and I know they do that too.
Well, we can work them out on Thursday then.
So we can do office, we can do a home visit. Do you guys do anything outside?
Yes. In fact, there have been times when David set up circuit training, basically stations in a park, and we've got battle ropes. I mean, it's awesome.
I know, I've seen those. I want to try that one of these days.
But, it's fun,
but
hard.
You must burn a lot. That intensity hit thing must go through the roof, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But that's only like done for like, 30 seconds, half a minute?
You know, the way a lot of my workouts will go is there's probably like about 12 different exercises we'll do. And sometimes we have enough time where we'll rotate through. And if the next time you see me, it'll be 12 different exercises. But what I like to focus on, and again, we create these workouts due to the goal of the client. Okay. Mm-hmm. But basically it looks like we'll do an upper body resistance, then a lower body resistance. Upper body might just be, you know, dumbbells, doing some stuff overhead. The lower body would be something that would be like a squat or a lunge, and you can do those so many different ways too with different kinds of weights. And then I throw in a core portion. And when we do this, we're looking at maybe they're either timed or reps, you know, depending on the weight of the modality. You know, I might say, okay, we're going to do 10 reps or we're going to do 20, and also depending on the client, what their ability is. And then when we get to the core part, there are so many different exercises you can do that, well, every exercise you should always be
Engaging your core.
But there are so many that you can do to build the core area, you know, whether it's a plank, you know. And then the last part of it, I like to, on each set, I like to end on cardio. So they're not too tired to do the rest of the exercises. So the cardio might be, depending again on the client, might be for a minute, might be for 2 minutes, and we throw some sprinting in there and different ways of getting the heart rate up. And then I take a break and we go on to the next set, and then we go from there.
Okay, we're going to take a short break really quickly, but I know you're working with a lot of seniors or more adults, older adults, 50 plus. What's the major benefit, you think, if you could say one thing? We're going to take a short break, but one thing which you can tell our listeners out there, because I know a lot of baby boomers listen to our radio show, what's this one thing they can take away for right now?
I think it's that working out with us, you can ensure your physical independence. You know, basically, without your physical mobility, you lose a lot of independence, and that's what we're all afraid of.
And that reduces your quality of life, and that's exactly what the magazine is all about. But anyway, we're here with Gym Guys. So it's Gym Guys Urban Honolulu on their Facebook page. We're here with Debbie and Dave, and we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
We will be right back with Percy Ihara from Generations Radio. If you have any questions or want to be part of our discussion, give us a call at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. This is Generations Radio on AM 690, The Answer.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Aloha, this is Martha Clopin.
And Al Harrington. Choosing the right Medicare plan not only saves you money, it also helps you avoid headaches and heartaches down the road.
We want to remind everyone
to listen to a Medicare Moment with Martha, Sundays from 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. as we help answer important questions on Medicare so you can stay healthy, wealthy, and wise all year long.
Call me at 543-2073. 543-2073.
Oahu's newest senior living community, Ilima at Lehano, is now open in the heart of Kapolei. Within this beautiful new community, offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care, you will experience a feeling of ohana that provides a sense of community and peace of mind for our kupuna. A range of spacious apartment styles are available, from large studios to spacious one- and two-bedroom plans, most with a large private lanai. Be one of the first to call Ilima your home. Visit ilimaatlehano.com. Or call 674-8022.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include 3 meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit pointvacationshawaii.com.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Hauer from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer. Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
And welcome back to Generations Radio. If you haven't been to our website, if you haven't picked up a copy, I would highly recommend you do that. This month's August-September issue is Roy Sukuma, the ukulele master there. He's on the cover with his wife, Kathy, and they have four studios. But what's interesting, when I first, you know, I met actually Roy several years ago, and he was talking about what his mission has been to help kids and talking to children about his life and what they're going through. And it's interesting, at 70 years old, this guy's in fantastic shape. I mean, wow. Lucky he's got a young wife, but I mean, they're so busy. They have five studios. Yeah, if you want to learn ukulele, that's the best place to go. He's so good. He has a lot of, you know, kids that grew up with him and now teach at his schools. But that is such a great, great instrument. I wish I could learn it, but I'm kind of tone deaf. And when I sing karaoke, they don't like me singing. So I'm not very musically inclined. I love music, though. Yeah, I can't read the lines and sing at the same time. I just can't do two things at one time like that. But we're here at Gym Guys. And, you know, one of the things that in the Generations Magazine that we've always professed about and get people to be proactive is staying healthy. You know, it costs a lot to have health issues. It costs a lot if you have to go to the hospital. And it's something that we really believe in, better quality of life. You know, whenever you call my voicemail, my phone, I always say live well, because that's really truly our goal. So Gym Guys came about and like, wow, this is a kind of interesting concept. They're mobile, so that most times I'm sure you're probably one of the best places is your home, but the office as well, or outdoors. But I think the home, you know, that's a great, Debbie, that's a great, great option for people to have, because they're so busy. And a lot of times when I meet my clients, my day job, they said, oh, I can't drive in town, or I have to babysit today, or my son can't take me to the doctor. And, you know, nothing wrong with a bus and a handy van. They do the best they can, but it's just hard for people to get out.
You know? Yeah, well, we always talk about our three C's, and the first C is convenience. And regardless of whether you can or get out on your own, you know, when we come to your home, you shave at least an hour off your time of having to go work out somewhere else. So it's very convenient. We do customize every single workout. As David was explaining, you know, everyone is at a different level, has different needs. So we make sure that regardless of what kind of condition you may have as a senior or as someone who's just getting older, we will customize that workout. But they're also very creative. He talked about those 12 exercises. They're so doable because it's in an interval format. So everything is between 30 to 60 seconds. So, you know you can do it. It's not like, oh, I got to wait another 5 minutes. Right, I don't know if I can get there. It's short and it's fun because it's so short and you're doing it. You know, you get through it really quickly and then you're moving on to something else. And, you know, David mentioned no workout is ever the same. So, you know, that creative part
is
really.
That's one thing that I like. We have our personal trainer and that we use. And yeah, that's one thing is unique. And I think that's, you know, today, when I worked out when I was a jock, young, we always did the same thing.
Absolutely, yeah.
Today, I mean, it is literally boring, so I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, because, you know, the other thing, too, is you have muscle memory, and sometimes when you're doing the same thing over and over, you lose the benefit of the exercise at a certain point, so you got to constantly change
it up. I've never seen the person on the treadmill who's always at the gym every day doing an hour, but the shape is still the same. That's what happens.
Yeah, it's so important. But do you find it with, you know, with, I'm sure you work with different ages, that must be a little bit more of a challenge trying to customize a program for them?
You know, I really don't think it's a matter of age, because you can have people that are younger that have had a stroke. I mean, that's one of our situations right now. We have a woman who's relatively young. She's in her 60s, but she had surgery to remove a tumor from her brain, and then she suffered a stroke. And so when she came to us, she came with a specific goal in mind. She wanted to be able to walk better. She had been going to physical therapy on an annual basis to try to, you know, change her walking, but it really wasn't changing. And so she came to us and we looked at what we needed to do to strengthen her lower extremities, build up her core. And a lot of it was just, you know, muscle reeducation. You know, she hadn't used those muscles because her brain wasn't giving it the right message. And so with personal training and doing exercises in a way that the muscles could actually go through the motions and relearn how to do those exercises, now she's, with David's coaching, is able to walk pretty well. Again, you know, the key is having that extra bit of time and personalized training on a regular basis. I think one of the things that I found frustrating as a therapist was that, you know, we would treat someone for a very short period of time and the qualifier was they're making significant progress within a reasonable amount of time. Once they get to a point where we say, okay, now it's maintenance, they're not going to, they still need to get further along to get back to their baseline or previous functional level, but it's going to be much slower. So we're not going to see progress within 1 week. It's time to discharge on a home program.
Right.
But I can profess that I had two frozen shoulders. One, there was two frozen shoulders in different times.
She would
times.
Have had a third if she had three shoulders.
And I also had a partial tear of the rotator cuff. So I had to go through physical therapy. And even though I got my degree in occupational therapy, I knew exercises, I was asking my therapist, okay, can you take a picture of me doing this so I can remember and how many times in our, you know, it was hard. So when I got discharged to my home program, I didn't keep it up. And I think that's what happens with a lot of people. You don't keep it up.
That's very true. So you take physical therapy for 6 or 7 or 12 times, and after that, you're done. Then now what do you do?
And so we're the option after that. You know, unfortunately, insurance doesn't cover us. But then, you know, what is the price on your independence,
right,
you know, your own physical health?
Yep.
So basically, we can come to you and do those maintenance exercises, but we're going to add. Once we see that you're stable, we can now do the resistance and strength training, which is really going to get you stronger. It will help strengthen your muscles, your bones, and improve your balance so that you're safer and possibly even better shape than when you started out.
Yeah, and that's really important.
By the way, you know, you were talking about all the different levels, and it must be really hard. But it begins with the free fitness assessment we do, and that's where we ask questions about health history, and then we go over even their own activity history or exercise history, and then their goals match kind of with their health situation they're in, and we take them through. I would say maybe about 15 minutes of an example workout. And what we find in that example workout is they get to get a little taste of what those sessions would be like. And then we kind of get an idea of where they are. And then we also do some measurements, like circumference measurements, to see, you know, shoulders, chest, thighs, and calves.
That's a full assessment.
And arms. Right. And we do a body composition. We have a scale.
A body fat thing?
Yep.
Okay. Measures
we're not
body
doing
fat,
it today, but,
muscle
me,
mass.
But I would like to do that one day. I know I'm probably about 20% or something like that. I don't know. But my legs are pretty healthy. It's just my stomach.
Well,
I can't get rid of that.
Okay, and so the stomach is what's really critical, because belly fat is a little bit different from other types of fat. We refer to it as visceral fat is the actual technical term. Visceral fat is a type of fat that surrounds the organs that are in your abdomen or your stomach. That is the fat when you accumulate it, which is predisposes you to things like diabetes, cardiovascular disease. So you really want to minimize the amount of visceral fat that you have. And this scale will measure the amount of visceral fat
and
that you have.
And as we know, that increases as we get older. Because of our metabolism.
Okay, so real quick then, since I have extra visceral fat around my stomach, what do I need to do besides eating more vegetables?
So you do need to do interval training, because interval training is really one of the only exercises that has research behind it that says it burns fat. And one of the things that, you know, again, most people think is, oh, I'll do crunches or I'll do things for my abs. But, you know, it's not about the physical location of the fat. It's about getting your metabolism up and burning. So interval training and the style of resistance training that we do basically allows you to burn fat 24 to 48 hours after the workout, which is really what's going to get to that fat. So you're continuing to keep your metabolism going even after the workout is done.
Hmm. Interesting. So I'm 57. Say somebody comes to you, they're 75 years old. Let's say 70 years old. And they say, well, you know, I don't play any sports, Debbie and Dave. So I'm skinny. I'm in good shape. I'm 5'8". I'm 150 pounds. I'm pretty strong. I walk every day.
Right. And again, walking is good to get you out. It's good for cardio. I'm sure it does release some endorphins. But basically what we really want to focus on a lot is also the core conditioning. David was talking about core. We refer to core stabilization, core conditioning. And what we're talking about is your stomach muscles and your back muscles. Those are the muscles that hold your frame together. So basically, you know, when your core is strong, it protects your spine. It helps you stay upright so that your posture can be better. And it's what's also going to protect you when you do everyday activities. So you need to have a strong core.
Right.
And most of us don't. You know, most of us,
right,
we slouch when we sit. Mm-hmm. We don't pull our stomach muscles in. And unless you consciously actually work on developing those muscles, they're going to be weak.
And I think, mm-hmm, to answer your question, which Debbie had already talked about, is that if it's, I'm not competing for a sport or the Senior Olympics or... But how about your mobility, your being able to be self-sufficient, independent, right? That's the big thing, independent. This will help you keep your independence for longer. And one thing I've noticed, because I do help some seniors, there's a woman who I take shopping all the time because she can't drive, and walking a long distance is tougher, so I take... But what I've noticed about that population, they also don't like being a burden. And so this help, if you are more independent, then not only psychologically do you feel like, I'm a burden on my family, but you also feel great about what you can do for yourself. So that's what I would say to the person who's like, I don't really need to be tip-top shape, but, well, what about your independence? Because as we've been talking about, it incrementally starts to slow down.
Right. You know, when you're young, you're able to just maintain it just because of your youth.
Right.
As you get older, you start to lose that muscle mass. You lose bone density. And if you don't do something to proactively reverse and rebuild, then it's just a slow decline as you age.
But you lose motivation, too. Like, I don't need that anymore. The chick's not looking at me anymore. My kids are all grown. I love sitting there and watching TV sitting down.
It's funny. Like, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, everybody that I've talked to who works out with David and Curtis, my two trainers, my two fitness coaches, basically they love when they come and visit and do their workouts because it's fun. They enjoy the time that they spend. So it's not just about the workout. You know, you get a lot more. We care about the individual. We care about their nutritional habits. So a lot of people, you know, I don't eat too good. Well, when you have somebody who comes and meets with you every single week and talk story with you, basically they help keep you on track as far as, are you staying on your diet? Oh, that's okay. Yeah, you cheated a little, but hey, we're going to work it out today. So it helps keep you on track and keep you more in tune to what you need to do to stay healthy.
Yeah. We also, you know, Debbie's talking about the importance of it. You know, it's good when people can go to the group workouts and go to the gym because seniors like social, but we make it pretty fun for them too. I get them to laugh a few times, which is good for the core because you tighten your core when you laugh. But there, I have a couple right now, 92 and 86.
Wow.
And they're not training for anything. They're not like these super, I'm in this,
wow,
I'm going to do this event.
But they're such a fun couple.
They're so much fun. And I will tell you, in the beginning, the husband, the 92-year-old man, he kind of had this like, what am I doing here? Okay, my wife's probably making me do this. Now every time I come to the door, he's like got his hands up and he's smiling and he's
ready raring to go.
and we make it fun. And he and his wife have a little bit of fun interaction too. They like to tease each other while they're working out.
They're our idols. We want to be
good.
Like them when we get older.
Yeah, I'll tell you. I think, you know, marriages last longer. The more, you know, more humor they have, they can joke with each other. Mm-hmm. You know, the ego's gone. They're not no office or company owner anymore. You know. I see it in my own parents. You know, they joke around a lot. They always keep very, very lighthearted, you know. But so really quick, if I was to call you and I would just say, what is a workout like? What would it entail? Really quickly.
And again, it'll be based on the goals of the client through the assessment that we've gone through. But I show up on time at their place.
Yeah, seniors
choice.
Don't like you to be late.
No,
I'll
no,
you.
you're right. Yeah,
1 minute is like an hour to
senior,
them.
Seniors aren't on Hawaiian. Maybe Hawaiian time wasn't around back then. But
no, it really wasn't.
Yeah, but they. So I'm on time, and the first thing we do is a warm up, and these are things that I can tell you on your own doesn't happen in the gym. I'm an example of that myself. When I go to, or when I used to go to a gym, I thought, I only have enough time to press the weights. But the warm-up is very, very important. And we do a lot of dynamic stretching, which means you're moving while you're stretching, so it warms up your core temperature mm-hmm. while stretching some muscles. Then we get right into the interval training, I was saying, where we focus, there's some resistance for upper body, lower body, core conditioning, and some cardio bursts in there. That, like I said, lasts for about 20 or 30 minutes. And then we do the cool down, which is more of static stretching. And that's another thing that often gets missed, and as we're learning now, is really the most important, one of the most important parts of a workout, or just as important as the other things you do. Because if you're, just like anything, if it's warm and then it cools down improperly, then it'll end up being tight, right? So it's very important that in the cool down, you stretch your muscles out, so then through the rest of the day, your muscles pretty much act normally. Now, I will tell you this, that if you haven't exercised in a while, you'll probably feel sore the next day.
Or lightheaded.
Or a couple days later. Well, we make sure that during the training itself, during the sessions itself, that we don't put someone into a situation where they're going to feel lightheaded or feel like they're going to collapse. As Debbie said, safety is our number one thing. And by having a trainer there, we can gauge. And we cue a lot. We tell our clients, okay, these are the muscles you're supposed to feel in this exercise. And then we will ask them during the exercise, what are you feeling? And if they're feeling a muscle that they're not supposed to be feeling, you know, doing the work, then we have to modify. That we take a look at, oh, maybe the posture isn't correct. The form isn't correct. Because it's very important. Like I said, if you start doing exercises incorrectly, you're going to end up injured. So what I was saying about the soreness that you'll feel, it'll be all of my clients, when I call them up the next day and say, hey, how do you feel? You know, their answer is always, and this means we're doing a good job, is I'm feeling sore in all the right places.
And, you know, to your point, Percy, though, everybody is a little different, and some people may not react as positively to exercise just because they haven't exercised in a long time. But I think the one thing that we're really good at is we listen. We listen as well as
That's
watch.
Good.
And so if someone tells us, you know, I'm not really feeling, you know, comfortable, or we stop immediately and make sure that they're comfortable with continuing. Sometimes, you know, we shorten the workout. You know, not everybody has to go through that full hour every single time. It's really going to be what they're comfortable with, because, you know, it doesn't benefit us if they either get hurt or they don't feel good and it's not a pleasant experience.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. So we're here at Gym Guys, Debbie and Dave. Go to their Facebook page, Gym Guys Urban Honolulu. So what areas do you guys cover? Is it only Urban Honolulu, or is it?
Right.
How far
so,
out?
So Urban Honolulu is really, for me, the central part of Honolulu. So it's technically the 96813 to 96816 zip codes. However, because I am the only franchisee on Oahu right now, we have stretched it out to Hawaii Kai, and we do have someone out in Pearl City. Mm. So, you know, we can stretch it out so long as we can continue to make it cost effective for us, because it is the travel time,
sure.
The gas. And so, you know, we're going to be looking at it on a case-by-case basis when people are outside our covered area.
Well, one creative way to do it is if you live outside the zip code area but you work inside the zip code area and we meet you there, that helps a lot too.
Yeah, it's important. So can I ask what kind of cost or structure, how is it based on?
So we basically offer different levels of packages, 10-session packages, 20, 30, 40, 50, up to 100. So it's going to range anywhere from $69 per session to $89 per session,
that's
depending on
range.
Whether you, you know, get a large or
that's
small
a good
package.
Normal range, because that's for people that when you go to gyms, when you add in your travel time and cost of your car and everything, that's actually a pretty good deal.
Yes.
So I was looking at this, you know, my mind's always thinking, as a publisher, my mind was always thinking about different topics and different ways to market and produce and get people. I really like getting people active and getting outside the house.
Mm-hmm.
How would you work it where if you wanted to have three or four guys at one time working out?
So we can do group sessions?
Yeah, and we do. We have enough modalities to do that. How that might look a little different is we set up stations, so it'll be a circuit. So, if you've got – I mean, there are some exercises that four people can do the same thing as the other four if you do a lot of, body weight exercise. But when you're throwing equipment in there – and I've done this a few times – at this station they're going to do the leg stuff. At this station they're going to do the upper body one. Cardio's here and the core is there, and we just rotate around.
So it can be easily done. So we're pretty flexible on that. And then with a group, we do have group rates, which lowers the per person cost. The thing that though we always emphasize is with groups, we prefer and sometimes require that they be all at comparable levels.
Right.
Because the one thing, again, that we make as a priority is safety. And if we can't monitor each person, because people are at two different levels or too many people. So depending on what level they're at, if they need more monitoring from the trainer, then we definitely aren't comfortable if we can't provide more of that one-on-one, even in a group session.
I play a lot of softball and I golf. I try to golf a couple times a month. I just golfed yesterday. I think one guy was 70. One guy next to me was 63. The other guy was 64. And I know they don't exercise. So I like to find a way we can get them out there, show them a few things. So I always tell them, you want to hit the ball farther, you need to be a little more stronger. Because I notice as you get older, Dave, you're right, you point at the core. I'm a softball baseball player. I'm not a really great golfer. But some guys, they don't realize how important staying in shape is and the flexibility.
Well, and they think their exercise is that round of
That's
golf,
not
too.
Exercise. Right? That's not exercise. Trust me. I go to the Olawai and I see guys, we're like 60s and I'm 50 and they're like 60 and 71 and they're riding a car. I said, look at the guy walking over a foursome. They're all over 80 walking.
Right.
It's really important that, that's one thing. I always try to get people out, get people moving. But if I was 70 years old, came to you, what are some of the questions you would have to ask me? Do I have to ask my doctor, by the way?
No. The only time we ask for a medical clearance is if you share in the initial assessment that you have a condition that might make it dangerous for you to exercise, or if there are any contraindications for exercise. But if you've just an average senior, high blood pressure, but you're taking medications, there really is no contraindication for exercise. And we'll start slow and monitor to just make sure that we stay within a safe level for you. Again, we use the standard, what your average heart rate should be and what your your age, it's 220 minus your age. And then we work you
up. What is that, 220 minus?
220 beats per minute minus your age gives you what basically your the maximum heart rate that you should be at. Right. And so normally we will exercise you at 80 to 85% of that to be able to build up your cardiovascular capacity.
And as I was saying, in our assessment, it's called the PARQ questions, and they're standard questions about your health. So that's where we get
it. Stands for Physical Activity Readiness Questionnaire. So we get a lot of information from you in that initial assessment to just make sure that you are safe to exercise. And then, again, as David mentioned with the assessment, we do the body composition. And then we do that mini fitness assessment. And during that assessment, we can tell whether or not what level of fitness you're at. And you get a sense of what that workout feels like so that you can decide whether or not you want to work out with us.
It's free, right?
That initial assessment is free.
How long does that take?
Takes an hour.
Oh, wow. So they get an hour free for you.
Yeah.
What a deal. Okay. Sign me up.
All right.
Anyway, we're here with Jim, guys. Leah, don't laugh. Our engineer here laughing. Hey, we all could use a little coaching, right, Dave?
That's right.
Anyway, we're here at Gym Guys, Dave and Debbie. For guys that don't go on Facebook or internet, what's the best phone number to reach you at?
So you can reach us at 808-638-2525. That's the main line. And basically, it'll transfer to either David or my cell phones.
Oh, great. Well, thank you very much. We got to get that couple back on the show and give some testimonials and tell them. Because really, guys, we all have to stay healthy. We all want to stay out of the hospital, right?
Yes. And they are a wonderful couple.
Any last words real quick? We got 30 seconds.
Oh, we just want to thank you for having us on the show. We think Generations Magazine is great, and all the things that you're doing with it is just terrific for our community. So yep. Thank you.
And we had a great time at the Aging in Place Conference.
Oh,
and that's where
that
we realized.
Crowd.
And that's where we realized we were a hit because everyone says, yeah. Wow, what a great idea.
Yeah. So don't forget to like our Facebook page, Generations Magazine, go to our website, generations808.com. So thank you very much. Have a great weekend, and aloha, and live well.